Hello.
Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling with National Opinion Surveys. Sir, we'd just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, sir, just to be sure that we representing everybody in your community, may I ask your race, please? Are you white, Caucasian, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? 50-50 chance, or you will not vote?
I'm going to vote.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Definitely, thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
75.
Thank you, sir. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated. You may use any number.
9.
Thank you. And so, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the past year? Very closely? Somewhat closely, not too closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
I approve of it.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. And sir, do you think, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's staying about the same for me.
Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issue for you, for your member of Congress to focus on? Can you select up to two? The first one is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, border security, combating division and racism, making college more affordable, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, and improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or creating more jobs and raising wages. What would be the two issues the most important to you?
Protecting Social Security.
Okay.
And
Social Security.
And protecting voter rights.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along. Sir, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or don't recognize their name, you let me know, okay? Joe Biden from 0 to 100. What number?
95.
And Kamala Harris?
95.
And Republicans in Congress?
Do I have a number for Republicans in Congress?
Yeah, how warm and favorable. 25, okay. And how about Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 100?
90.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress in general?
90.
And Donald Trump?
10.
Okay. And Tim Scott?
8.
And Mark K. Robinson?
2.
Okay. And Josh Stein, what number?
Josh Stein,
yes.
85.
Okay. And Cornell West?
Cornell West?
Yes, sir.
65.
Thank you. And I appreciate your patience on the line. Not moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornell West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Joe Biden, thank you. Now, if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Rose, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? And if you're undecided, please say so.
Stein.
Okay, just Stein. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Gosh, been paying attention to a lot, so I can say a lot.
A lot, okay. And what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Much more favorable.
Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration? If you can mention just one thing, please.
The infrastructure.
The infrastructure bill that he passed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Not moving right along. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, okay. And I'd like you to read you some what some others have said they believe are threats to African-American community. Now, which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two of them. The first one is the lack of quality education and opportunities, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and raising costs, or Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the Social Security safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court ruling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. If you have to select two, which would be the one?
Supreme Court and Donald Trump.
Okay. Those two would be the one?
More of this?
We're almost done, sir. We'll be done in just a moment. So the Supreme Court, okay, and Donald Trump, right? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, sir, if for each of the following issues, can you please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better in dealing with the issue? The issue of fixing the immigration system. You think that Trump will do much better, somewhat better, or Biden?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
And growing the U.S. economy. Same question, same options.
Some Biden.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
Okay, and how about the Supreme Court ruling back rights and freedoms? Which one you think will do better on that issue?
The Supreme Court doing what?
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Do you think Donald Trump will do better in fixing that issue or Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden got a better chance of fixing it.
Much better or somewhat? Understood. Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
And how about taking tackling inflation and dealing with the rising costs? You think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better on that?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Who do you think will deal better with that issue, sir?
I think Biden will deal better with it because I think Trump caused it.
Much better or somewhat?
Much better.
And the rising crime and violence? Biden or Trump?
I don't think either one of them are going to do much with that, but I agree Biden got a better chance.
Somewhat better? Is that your opinion?
Somewhat better.
Okay, so again, Mr. Speaker, does the President Biden handling the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
No difference.
It makes no difference, okay. And as I may ask you again, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. And generally speaking, sir, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because of relatable to African Americans. And generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree with it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, so how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not that often or not at all?
On social media?
Yes, sir.
I don't pay a whole lot of attention to social media, so I don't look at it that often.
Not that often, okay. And for which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Facebook, Twitter or X, YouTube, Instagram or other?
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, thank you, Facebook and Instagram. And to finish this up, sir.
Much more because I don't want to ask too many more questions.
No, just the last few questions. Right, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college or vocational certificate, college or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
All of them are white.
Nearly all? Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And were one or more of your grandparents born in, outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Very kind of you. I appreciate your patience, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay.